Relief, number 140.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
You're all sitting comfortably in out again.
Living alone, it's not for me, no. It isn't for me, no, no. And living in this cold, it's not for me, no. It isn't for me, no, no. So I'll have my cat and I'll have my hair. I'll get myself that electric chair. And I'll sing to you, my love, oh, oh.
Are the best, and they are marked in the spital or spectral.
Jimmy's Liverpool's Ivan Conrad on drums, and Lee Thompson on guitar and vocals. And the little press up the Lambert says that the live sound combines a raucousness of the late Lennon McCartney era with the raw vitality of a very British stream. Staying at the stream, screaming with punk rock and step out records are completely different in meaning. The composer's songs are lovingly but lighthearted and constructed with the image of Brian Wilson's grand piano, tapping his feet in a custom made slant in the river far away. Driven by the band's formidable rhythm section, simple melodies will be intoxicating riffs. Band formed in 2007 when Martin and Lee relocated from the York music team to London, and it was there they met Ivan, who was a seasoned professional stage performer. And they spent the year writing, recording, playing regular gigs for London, including the Irish support for Baby Shambles and the Rhythm Factory. And in June the year they were filming for Dick Cronia, probably was named the three finalists, playing the set at the Global Peace Festival.
He is the wasp's nipples. He is, I would go so far as to say, the entire set of erogenous zones of every major flying insect in the Western world. We're calling him...
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee there from Delilah Wally. The first one was called Undercover, and it was so short, but it was so good that I had to play another one because I can't let it rest at that. I was really enjoying that, I was really into that, so I thought, okay, I'll play another track they sent me, which was called How Was I. There's always something about listening to the blues that really drags that emotion out of you. I remember when I used to play in bands and we used to do blues numbers, and it was these kind of tracks that you really had you searching for that special solo, just hitting these notes, just riffing and improvising away and just getting completely carried away with the feeling that the blues gives you. So yeah, I really enjoyed that. Delilah Y, who combine a new rock sound with a taste of yesteryear's southern rock. The band are Pete Paul Quebec on drums and vocals. It was Pete that sent me these tracks. Thank you, Pete. I really enjoyed them. Hopefully I'll be able to get some more soon and listen to some more and make play again. One on three from me. Dave Norman, vocals and guitar. Dan Smith, guitar and vocals. And Colin Tierney on bass and vocals. They have a website. It's www.delilahwhy. That's DelilahWhy. They also have a MySpace page, myspace.com/DelilahWhy. Good stuff, really enjoyed that. Almost the kind of music I like to listen to first thing on a Monday morning, just to get me going for the rest of the week. And talking about the week, it's been quite a nice week as the week has gone on here. The weather's picked up. Wednesday I was regretting going cycling to work in my winter gear because coming home, the sun was out, the sky was blue and it was very warm, so I was absolutely roasting on the way home.
I've got, I've got my fingerless mitts in the bag. I can put them on in the winter clothes and I can roll the sleeves up on the top. But unfortunately, the sleeves are tight at the wrist to stop them rolling up. So I couldn't roll them up without basically cutting off the circulation in my arms. So I had to cycle home sweating like an absolute loony. But on Thursday, I set off with a short-sleeved summer cycling top on in the morning. And I did the same again today. And I'll tell you, it was fabulous. Just to get some warmth, to have the daylight again. Because, well, as you know, probably mentioned last week, the clocks went forward. We are now in British summertime. Which means that in the morning, it's a little bit darker than it was. Because it was light in the morning at 6 o'clock before. But now, it's still still a little bit dark. The sun's actually started to rise, so it's not completely dark. 20 minutes into the ride, the sun has fully come up and it is light. But coming home, fabulous. And then at night, I'm getting really confused because I'm still thinking it's probably about 5, 6 o'clock. When in fact, it's 7. Or even moving on 8 if it's a really sunny day because it's still light outside and it still makes me think that it's middle of the afternoon. So I'm pottering about the flat into plenty of time before I've got to start getting ready for bed to get up early tomorrow. And then I look at the clock and get a shock of my life. Lost an entire evening thinking that it was still early. But it will soon be light in the morning as well, and I'm looking forward to having daylight both ways and to the heat alone. I do suffer in the heat. I don't do heat very well. I sweat buckets, as I've mentioned before. Even the slightest bit of warmth with some exertion and it's running off me. So the last couple of nights I've had it dripping in my eyes. Not very pleasant, but I don't want to hear that. I did have the thrill tonight of coming home and finding my letter collection for my new bike. So I got straight on the phone, straight on the special order line, and I've ordered my road bike for the summer. That order, I think, will be placed with the suppliers on Monday, and then after, I'll just have to sit and wait for it to be delivered to me. No timescales have been given, but hopefully it'll be quick because I want to get out and enjoy the weather on my sleek and light and fast bike. Actually, before I order it tonight, a friend that sits opposite me at work let me have a quick run around on his road bike just as I was going home. He actually was kind enough to give me the key to the padlock. So I went down to the car park on the way home and had a quick run around on his bike first just to see what it was like. I was trying to gauge frame sizes because it's 6'3". I am on the cusp of two different frame sizes. I could go for the large, which goes from 5'11" to 5'12" up to 6'3", or this extra large frame size from 6'3" to 6'7". And really, I've asked for advice from people, and they said that I really had to try one. And of course, I've never gotten around to it. But tonight, I got the chance to try my friend Alice's bike, and it was an utter delight. I couldn't believe how light it was when I picked it up. I was trying to think of comparison. It was like picking up a tissue as compared to picking up a Yellow Pages. Massive difference in the weight. So of course, the minute you start to pedal, the thing takes off. But yeah, that's the big thrill that I've got coming is my new bike. And you're probably going to hear a lot more of me ranting on about it and just talking about it because I'm like a kid just before Christmas. Sad that you get to that age and that kind of thing gets you all excited, but there you go.
Patience for granted. from the vacant lot to the corner office. They're spreading lies, they're spreading disease. Don't blame the flea.
Conceived in Kansas City, born in Seattle, and matured on the stoops and crappy practice spaces of Brooklyn. Their roots are deep and diverse. The rock anthem-friendly radio of the Midwest, twang and blue roots of KC, Seattle's alt country and Americana scene, New York's rougher and around the edges of rock. It's all evident in Imaginary Johnny's third release, Only Chimneys. It showcases Imaginary Johnny's longest standing and most cohesive lineup yet. Adam Sylvia on guitar, Ishmael Lowell on drums, and songwriter Stuart Wolferman on vocals and keys. You can find out more on Imaginary Johnny at imaginaryjohnny.com. That's Johnny spelt with an H and two N's. And there you'll find the release date for Only Chimneys is the 8th of April, my sister's 39th birthday. You can now pre-order that through Amazon. I think it was also going to be available on iTunes and from CD Baby. They have lots of upcoming shows to promote that album, and it starts on May the 29th. It's 8 p.m. in the Delancey in New York. And then they go on from the 1st of June till the 10th of June, playing lots of shows in Virginia, Georgia, Tennessee, Missouri, Nebraska, Minnesota, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in Illinois. Full details on all of these shows can be found on the MySpace page. And if you need to get along, tell them that you had them on Three from Leith. Three from Leith were told by Digital Music Marketing. So yeah, another sparkling cracker of an album. And that's something else which I recently ripped onto my MP3 player. To hear more of, I've listened to it through a couple of times, but none of them have been through earphones. So I've not had that total immersion yet, and it's always a total immersion. Finishes off the appreciation. That's the time you get to hear all those little bits you couldn't hear when you're playing it through other systems. These little nuances, these little hidden sounds and the instruments you didn't pick up on before. A wonderful discovery. I love doing that through headphones and listening to things loud. And you always find something new. You sometimes find something new with every listen of an album. Always something you haven't noticed before. It's great. So that's why I love music. It just, it's always something new to discover. There's always old favourites. There's always new things. Never fails to move you. It's always a wind everywhere. Anyway, before I start getting all introspective and deep, I think it's time to draw this show to a close with another track from O Titus, as promised at the start of the show. The one that's coming up is called Loopy Lou, and again, it's from their Steam Easy EP. So, once again, thank you to O Titus, thank you to Imaginary Johnny, thank you to Delilah for all the music they've sent me to play on this week's Three from Leith, and thank you to Nick at Digital Media Marketing. Actually, no, I've got that wrong. It's Digital Music Marketing. If I've been saying media through the rest of the show, just ignore me. It's Digital Music Marketing. And I should know because I've got Nick's business card here, which I am going to just pop up there on my magic board, so don't forget it next time. So, if you want to contact me before or next week, then you can get a hold of me at threefromleith@gmail.com if you want to send an email. Alternatively, go by the show notes at www.threefromleith.com where you can leave a comment. And if you don't want to bother me, then I really do urge you to click on the links and visit the artists' websites. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please do tell them. I've had some heartwarming stories recently of artists saying that I've heard from people from faraway countries, and they really are touched that you get in touch with them. So please do continue to do that. And of course, if you can afford to and you have the money, why not buy the music and help support the independent artists? Till next week, cheerio.
Time to think of the better side. The kind of times that only exist in your head. And time to think about finding the time, to find the time to take a walk, take a talk to the men outside. You'll never know, you may find that we're loopy-loo. I know one makes a bow tie just like you.
almost wet my pants.
Powered by Libsyn.